This is the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. It's Thursday morning, August 20th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Roman Austin named one of America's fastest-growing companies for second consecutive year, ranking number 2,921 on the 2026 Inc. 5,000 list. Roman Austin Car Accident and Personal Injury Lawyers has been ranked number 24, 2,921 on the 2026 Inc. 5,000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies, marking their second consecutive appearance. The firm, serving injured individuals and families in the Tampa Bay area, has improved from number 3,822 in 2025. Founder Mark S. Roman expresses gratitude for client trust and the team's commitment to securing deserved compensation. Mark Foss.
Attorney John East, Lichtenstein of Lichtenstein Law Group, has been named the 2027 Best Lawyers Lawyer of the Year for personal injury litigation and criminal defense in Roanoke. This prestigious recognition, based on peer evaluations, highlights Mr. Lichtenstein's professionalism and dedication to helping clients facing legal challenges. With nearly 100 years of combined legal experience, Lichtenstein Law Group continues to provide personalized representation in a variety of practice areas. 4KJT Law Group attorneys recognized on 2027 Southern California Super Lawyers and Rising Stars lists. 4KJT Law Group attorneys have been recognized on the 2027 Southern California Super Lawyers and Rising Stars lists. Casper Jabalagian and Aaron Turchin made the Super Lawyers list for personal injury law. Tro Samarjian and Levon S. Yepremian were named to the Rising Stars list for their work in litigation and employment law. This prestigious recognition highlights the firm's dedication and expertise in various legal matters.
Derek L. Hall and Jennifer G. Hall, recognized by Best Lawyers in America, 2027 edition. Two attorneys at Derek L. Hall, PC, Derek L. Hall and Jennifer G. Hall, will be recognized in the upcoming 33rd edition of the Best Lawyers in America, 2027 edition. Derek L. Hall will be recognized in personal injury litigation, and Jennifer G. Hall will be recognized in employment law and labor and employment litigation. The selection process involves peer nominations and feedback, with nominees notified upon inclusion in the list.
Three Hardison Cochran attorneys recognized in 2027 BestLawyersRhetoric.com. Three attorneys from Hardison and Cochran have been recognized in the 2027 edition of the Best Lawyers in America. Benjamin T. Cochran, Jack Hardison, and Rick West. Scott have been acknowledged for their exceptional legal expertise. Managing partner Benjamin T. Cochran expressed pride in the recognition, emphasizing the firm's commitment to providing top-notch representation for clients facing challenging situations.
Firm partners at Yunz V. Tipple, Badaznik Banks listed in 2027 Best Lawyers and Best Lawyers, Ones to Watch in America. Yunz V. Tipple, Badaznik and Banks celebrates as its four firm partners are named in the 2027 editions of the Best Lawyers in America and Best Lawyers, Ones to Watch in America. These selections recognize their expertise in personal injury, workers' compensation, and family law, highlighting their respected reputation within the legal community. Best Lawyers uses peer-reviewed evaluations to ensure credibility, with only a small percentage of lawyers globally receiving this prestigious recognition.
Mitchell Danoff Law Firm, Inc. secures ruling adding DoorDash to aerosol duster wrongful death case. Mitchell and Danoff Law Firm, Inc. has secured a procedural victory in a wrongful death case involving aerosol electronics duster. The U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California granted their motions to add DoorDash, Inc. as a defendant. The case filed on behalf of plaintiffs Venus Benavides and Oscar Garcia alleges that Mr. Garcia died from inhaling the product. The ruling reflects a growing focus on holding delivery platforms accountable for products they distribute.
I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.